Welcome to Communication Studio, the podcast that helps you build confidence, captivate your audience, and master every presentation, from meetings to the stage. This is Communication Studio.
A very good day to you. Welcome back to the Communication Studio. Today's episode will focus on speaking volumes without words. Mastering non-verbal communication. Body language, facial expressions, gestures, and posture, and how it can enhance or even undermine your message. We're going to go through how non-verbal cues, along with your words, can leave a better lasting impression and how to avoid it, minimizing what you're trying to say or reducing what you're trying to say. So welcome back. It's the Communication Studio podcast with me, Mike Knott. Thank you very much for listening. If you've listened to the previous episodes, thank you. If not, episode one focused on the importance of communication, a nice general all-rounder to get us started. Episode two, present like a pro, focusing on presentation skills and how to sound great when you're presenting, whether that's in a meeting or on stage. And episode three, focused on storytelling. Tell a story, win the room, and the importance of making everything we do a narrative and a story, even if it doesn't begin with once upon a time. Everything we do really should revolve around a story. If you've ever watched a CFO pitch, by the way, their numbers, they tell it as a story. They don't just read the numbers out and hope for the best. They tell you a story. They'll say, oh, we noticed that our operating profits are up and that's due to this situation. And we noticed that this is slightly down, but we expected that because of this. And they're telling it to you as a story. Even when it's the most numbers thing you can get, an analytical thing you can get, it's still told with a narrative and as a story. So welcome back and welcome to Speaking Volumes Without Words. I've had many a time where I've looked back at a video of myself and thought, oh, I looked a bit miserable, looked a bit bored. I've definitely got a resting bitch face. I'm sure many of you have as well. And I have to watch that when I'm in meetings, so I look interested. It's not intentional. It's just my concentrating face. And even my wife says to me, what's the matter? And I go, nothing's the matter. What? I'm just listening. She says, oh, you're just pulling a face. Well, like, that's just my face. I'm sorry. So maybe you've been sat in a meeting with your arms crossed because that's how you've sat, or maybe you feel a little uncomfortable, but that might have given the wrong message that you weren't interested, you were defensive, you weren't enjoying what you were hearing. Or maybe you've sat there with a slightly miserable face, like me, because you're just concentrating on the content and that's the way your face falls naturally. And of course, there are others who are naturally smiley and maybe they're just listening, but it could be misconstrued. Oh, they're really enjoying this when actually they're just politely smiling. So your nonverbal communication is huge. 93% of communication is nonverbal. So what we're going to do in this episode is make sure you're sending the right signals. We're going to cover body language basics with posture and gestures, facial expressions, that all important eye contact, and the power of pausing. I'll give you some quick fixes, as always on the Communication Studio podcast, some quick fixes. Three quick fixes today, in fact. And I'm going to give you a little exercise to take away if you want to, of course, completely up to you. So let's get started with the Communication Studio podcast with me, Mike Knott. Thank you for being here.
Level up your presentation game with Communication Studio.
So let's get into it. We are going to cover body language basics, facial expressions and eye contact, and the power of pausing. I'm going to keep that one until last. Body language basics. Okay, so I'm definitely not a qualified expert in body language, but there are some basics, which is all we're covering here today, that we can all understand and work on and make sure we put our best foot forward with this. I'm going to start with body language basics with posture. So sometimes being comfortable, whether right or wrong in terms of your physical stance, slouching is comfortable for us in the moment. You know, we're in a long meeting and we want to sit, so we just end up slouching a bit and sitting back like you would in a cinema. The problem is if you slouch, particularly in front of a group, and maybe some of that group don't know you particularly well, you give the opinion, or could give the opinion, this is the problem, it's all perception, of not being interested in the content, or the subject, or the project, or whatever it is, or even your job. And then suddenly, you're being pulled up in front of your manager because you've got an attitude problem. Oh, well, I've had some feedback, you weren't particularly involved in that meeting, or you looked very disengaged. And your answer is, well, I was just sat there listening, I was absorbing it, what's wrong with that? But because maybe you slouched, you sat back, you had your arms crossed, your posture overall gave the opinion you weren't particularly interested in the content. So stand tall, avoid slouching, and also with the arms crossed thing, practice open stances as well. So keep your arms by your side or crossed over. If you're sat, you know, without a desk in front of you, just crossed over on your lap. That's nice and neat. That looks like you're paying attention and you've placed your arms in a kind of ready to listen stance. You're not fidgeting. Definitely avoid other habits as well. So unless something critical or, you know, an emergency is happening in your life, you know, excuse all of that. Let's assume you're having a normal day. Don't check your phone every 2 minutes. It's a sign you're not interested. And they don't know what's going on in your life. So that's why I say if there's some sort of emergency, you know, fine, ignore that, of course. But if there's not, and you're just wondering if someone's done something on Instagram or similar, then leave it. It's not urgent, and practice that. You know, it's a real skill to practice, being able to ignore your phone for a little bit. If you've got, an iPhone or Android, set it into a focus, or I can't remember what the Android equivalent is, a profile, I think. Set it into a mode where you're not getting alerted all the time, except by maybe an emergency contact, like your other half or something. Checking your phone is a sign that you're not particularly interested in what you're listening to. I hate it. If I'm presenting and I see someone checking their phone, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that more important than what I'm saying? You don't want to be here then, no? And what it does, it makes me slightly annoyed without knowing the details. It puts me off my content. So I now think, oh, I'm not that interesting. So maybe I shouldn't be bothering. Or it knocks my confidence. And I think what I'm saying isn't interesting. Let's assume that's not the case. It's not a good habit. So try and avoid doing things like that. If you are somebody who has to fidget for whatever reason, get yourself some sort of fidget spinner or something so you can just sit there playing with it. Nothing noisy. Clicking a pen is annoying. Official, don't click a pen. Number two, gestures. Use intentional hand movements to emphasize your key points, but here's the kicker. Avoid overdoing it. I worked with someone a few years ago, and there'll be some people listening to this laughing because I know who I mean, who always use their hands to express everything all the time. And you're going to have to try and imagine this. They did it at a certain height, just under the chest, and it kind of moved out, and it looked like they were massaging something, or an imaginary something. It just did not look good, and it put you off. And it put you off what they were saying. So you weren't really listening to them. You were just watching it going, oh my God, he's doing it again. So avoid overdoing it. But at key moments, you can use hand movements as well as facial expressions, which we'll come on to shortly. You can use hand gestures to emphasize a point. And then people will really pay attention. It'll be a subconscious thing. But when they see your hands coming to the camera, if you're on Zoom or Teams, and you're really emphasizing a point, they're thinking, oh, he's really interesting. This is a really valid point he's making. I need to make sure I'm listening to this. And if you're in person, even more important, you don't want to be shaking your hand every 2 seconds, expressing everything, or it's, you know, it's like you're shouting. But adding it in every now and again really makes a difference. So use intentional hand movements to emphasize your key points and practice this, okay? All of this is a skill. None of us are ever 100% perfect at it. We have to keep enhancing it, but it can be really, really powerful. Versus, and I challenge you to watch, particularly virtual calls, because they're easier. If you're on a Teams or Zoom or, you know, Google Chat call in the future, keep an eye on those who don't give anything away. They're just head and shoulders, and they're barely doing anything, and you never see their hands. You wonder, are they typing? Are they not interested? It's an amazing difference. Versus someone who's quite passionate on the call, watch them. You'll see their hands appear every now and again, and you'll see them do various things, including facial expressions, which moves me nicely on. So we probably all think we know facial expressions, and I think that is true, but I think being aware of them and making sure they're intentional is really, really important. So align your facial expressions with the tone of your message. And this is what's missing from emails, WhatsApps, texts, etc. And this is something that's always missing, hence the emoji. I've mentioned that before. But you don't have an emoji when you're talking. You are the emoji when you're talking. So align the expressions with the tone of your message. For example, when you're enthusiastic, make sure you smile. Smiling equals enthusiasm, sorry. And things like a thoughtful nod, as it's called. I do this all the time to show understanding. So, you know, while someone's explaining something to you, just an occasional nod. Not all the time, your neck will hurt and they'll get bored of it. But every now and again, when they make a good point and you're listening, you are communicating at that moment by listening. So you're not speaking. You shouldn't interrupt them. You should be listening. But you want to show that you're listening, show that you're understanding them and you're still with them. So nodding every so often really helps. Now, you might be doing this by default, but if you're not, add a few in. Watch yourself as particularly when you're on Zoom or Teams, you've got the ability to have your camera on as well, so you can see how you look whilst they're talking. It's a great way of practicing communication. I never turn my own camera off when I'm on a call. Now, I'm not a big fan of looking at myself. I'll make that very clear. I try to avoid mirrors at all costs. But you basically have a free mirror whilst talking to someone. So you can practice all of these skills, see what you're looking like as you're practicing this, see what it looks like when you put your hand in the camera as you're talking, see what it looks like when you're nodding as you're listening. So a great way to practice that as well. Also, as I mentioned earlier, ignore. Now, the official term is the resting bored face, but we all know it's also referred to as the resting bitch face. Try to avoid that at all costs. If smiling broadly is just fake for you, fine. Just adjust your facial expression. Don't sit there with the same glum expression the whole time. Use nodding, smile every now and again, shift your face just to show you're listening and you're still there. It's a form of engagement, a form of communication, and it tells the person who's leading the meeting and those of maybe senior authority who are watching the meeting to say, oh, that person seems to be really paying attention, even though you haven't said a word. Believe me, I've heard many reports of saying, oh, this person never really partakes, that, you know, to be honest, we don't see much from them. And then you hear about other people who do, and you think, well, they don't say a lot more than the other person, but it's how they communicate non-verbally as well. So important. Finally, before we head into my favorite, eye contact. That's super simple. I'm not going to dwell on this one. Maintain eye contact as much as you can in an appropriate way. Now, that's so, so vague. You don't want to stare at someone and stare them out. It's not a competition. But give them eye contact. Someone who never looks at you, you think, oh, what's wrong? Why aren't they looking at me? Are they not interested? Are they not paying attention? Exactly the same as we've said for the other ones. So maintain eye contact. And this is really important for meetings, okay? Have your camera centered on you so you're not looking to the side all the time. Even though you may be looking at them, they don't know that. It looks like you're looking away. So you want to have the screen with your video centered with your webcam. So now if you've got a laptop screen, you work from a laptop screen, that's easy. The webcam's built into the middle of the screen. But if you are, if you have external screens or a webcam, position it in the middle where the screen is so it looks like you're looking at them. It'll make the world of difference. And now, the power of the pause. Silence can convey confidence. It gives listeners time to absorb your message. It makes it seem like you really know what you're talking about. It also removes any ums, ahs, ers from your speech as well. And any other filler words you might use, like so, basically, obviously, as I said before, we can remove all of that. Keep your content concise, informative, and it adds so much confidence. And what it means is people will listen to you more. They'll pay attention, they'll keep track and engaged in what you are saying.
From meetings to the stage, this is Communication Studio.
So, moving on to quick fixes. So we've covered the core four areas that I wanted to mention, which were body language basics, facial expressions, eye contact, and the power of pausing. Practice all four from now on. Even if you think you're great at it, just keep an eye on yourself and you can always improve and always learn based on your own levels. And I'm not saying I'm an expert. I keep reviewing these, changing these, practicing these all the time. Particularly pausing, because I've learned it adds so much confidence to what I'm saying. Even though what I'm saying stays the same, just by pausing, slowing down, controlling the pace, speeding up when it's exciting, slowing down when it's serious, makes such a difference to what you're saying. So, three quick fixes in 5 minutes. Let's go. One, mirror the room. In another episode, I covered this. Mirroring body language is huge. My go-to example that I've used before is if you watch a couple of people in a cafe or a pub, restaurant, bar, etc., and watch when, especially if it's two people, this is really powerful. Watch when they take a drink. They will, the majority of the time, drink in synchronization. It's so weird. They don't discuss it. They don't say, let's make sure we drink our drinks at the same time. Yes, they will. They'll mirror each other. And it's amazing. Someone flicks their hair. The other one will check their hair. It's amazing how much mirroring happens naturally. What we want to do is intentionally mirror the room, particularly if you're trying to win somebody over, impress somebody, which we are most of the time. So mirror the room, subtly align with the body language of your audience. It helps you build rapport and trust. It doesn't mean you're being fake. You're just adjusting your body language to fit with the room, particularly if you're working with a customer of any sort. Now, a customer could be an internal stakeholder, somebody who's not in your department who you'd like to think of, you'd like them to respect you. A customer you're trying to win over from a sales perspective or even post-sales. But mirroring their body language is really, really important. So do that and try and do it virtually as well as in person as well. This can also expand into your talk track with your tone as well. Now we're talking about nonverbal communication here, but mirroring your tone with theirs can also make a big impact as well. Secondly, practice from today your neutral gestures. So I talked before about not fidgeting, checking your phone every 2 minutes, clicking a pen, something like that. So do whatever you can to be as neutral as possible, to sit relatively still with your hands maybe folded across your lap or holding a pen but not making any noise of it. That's what's annoying. So practice your neutral gestures. And my final tip is to record yourself. Now I have two tips on this. One, you might not be someone who is a fan of recording yourself, but ideally that's what we want you to do. record yourself practicing for a presentation or a meeting. No one's going to see this except you. That's the one thing I want you to remember. You can delete this. No one's going to see it. So record yourself, especially if you're practicing for something on stage or in front of a big audience. There's no harm. Record yourself, watch it back. Oh, I stumbled over this word. I didn't notice that. Or I thought I said this sentence really clearly, but actually I didn't. And by the way, I get that recording this podcast. I listen back to check before I publish the episode and I go, oh, I thought that sentence was a lot clearer than it sounded when I recorded it. If you're not a fan of seeing yourself, you could record just the audio, but you lose your visual element with that. So it is best to record it with video. Now, my second tip I've already mentioned with this. So if you're not a big fan of recording yourself, have your camera on when you're in a meeting and watch your own camera as you're talking to see how you come across when you're gesturing, what you look like when you're listening, that sort of thing. Now, don't focus on yourself the whole time. Just glance between yourself and the person you're talking to or the other people in the meeting. That's a great way of skipping the recording yourself step, but you're still watching yourself and learning from that. It's obviously just live. You can't watch it back. So those are my three quick fixes. Mirror the room, subtly align the body language of your audience to help build trust and rapport. Practice your neutral gestures so you look interested, you're not slouched, and you're using your hands appropriately but not too much, and you're not fidgeting or looking at your phone or similar. And finally, record yourself or watch yourself on a call. Practice those three quick things and your communication, your non-verbal communication, should improve tenfold.
Level up your presentation game with Communication Studio.
So I also like to focus on a little exercise you can do as well. So those are your three quick fixes, but let's also look at what I like to call a listener lab. I would like to request that you do one of two things. Firstly, think about whether you've ever worried about how you come across non-verbally. So it could be my facial expression. I'm not sure how to use my hands effectively. I feel like I just wave at everybody all the time. I pace a lot when I'm on stage. I don't know how to stand still. I've also seen a fantastic communication coach talk about how if we're nervous, we tend to walk back on the stage. We step backwards on the stage. We move away. Now, not credit to me, but that's also true. So are there certain things you do when you're presenting to your manager, to your team, to a department, or on stage, or you know, anything in between that you worry about? Do you get more nervous and you wonder how to conduct yourself non-verbally as well as verbally? So think about that first. Then the second thing, completely optional, of course, is share them with me. You can share them with me privately. You can give me permission to talk about them as well. I don't have to use your name. But tell me what you do. For example, I tend to pace a lot when I'm presenting. Is that a good thing? I've heard that moving about can be good, but I feel like it might be distracting. What do you think? And then I might say something like, it can add energy, but you need to use it purposefully and paired with pauses, so don't move whilst you're speaking. So give your current sentence, move a tiny bit, and then carry into the next section. That can re-engage your audience because they see movement, and movement really engages us as humans. That's why animation, and if you watch TV, it switches scenes every couple of seconds. You probably don't even notice how much the camera changes. They always record scenes from multiple angles, and we all probably know that, and we see it switch between. So the poor actors have to do multiple takes of the same thing, and then the poor editors have to match everything up. But we do that because we need it for the engagement. So let me know if anything like that comes up, and I would love to help out. That's what I'm here for. Completely free service. So we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you regardless. Please just let me know. Hey, Mike, really enjoy the podcast. It helps me. It's just nice to know it's liked and I'm not just putting out there for no reason whatsoever. And that's everything from today's podcast. And join me next time when we'll have another exciting episode of the Communication Studio podcast. Today, we focused on speaking volumes without words, which is all about mastering nonverbal communication. So we've looked at body language, facial expressions, gestures, and posture. We've looked at some three quick fixes, including mirroring the room, practicing your neutral gestures, and recording yourself. And I've tasked you with the idea of thinking about what you worry about from a nonverbal perspective and sharing that with me as well. So from me, Mike Knott, thank you very much for listening. Check out communicationstudio.co.uk. Listen next time, follow us and share with your friends, and I will love you forever. Until then, from me, thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to Communication Studio. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave us a review. Join us next time as we unlock more secrets to presenting with confidence. Communication Studio, your guide to presentation success.